Good morning. It's the 9th of September.
Our New Testament reading today is Luke chapter 1. I'm going to read to you from a book by Brother Mark Ulfrey. The title of the book is The Forerunner, John the Baptist. Brother Ulfrey refers us to Luke chapter 1 and verse 6, where we are told that Zacharias and Elizabeth were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless. He then writes, "Whilst it might have been possible to observe the rituals of the law blamelessly, it was nevertheless true that by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." That comes from Romans chapter 3 and verse 20. In contrast, the Lord Jesus Christ was not blameless touching the law, for through no fault of his own, he fell foul of Deuteronomy 21 verse 23, "He that is hanged is accursed of God." Nevertheless, the scriptures tell us that he did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. Zacharias and Elizabeth kept the law blamelessly. Yet in spite of their faithfulness to the law, they were denied the blessing of children, and they were old. The law was impotent to give them what they really wanted more than anything. There is a very obvious connection here with the lives of Abraham and Sarah. We can see that the circumstances in these two families are remarkably similar. In fact, the similarity extends beyond the fact of barrenness, because when Abraham was told that he would have a son, Sarah disbelieved. In due course, Zacharias also expressed his disbelief when Gabriel told him he would have a son. Nevertheless, in the fullness of time, Abraham and Sarah had a son, Isaac. The scriptures go out of their way to tell us that Isaac was a child of promise. Paul, in Galatians, for example, contrasts Isaac with Ishmael and says that he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise. Galatians 4, verse 23. Similarly, Paul, in Romans, reminds us that this is the word of promise. "At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son." That's Romans 9, verse 9. What does this teach us about John? Surely that he too would be a child of promise. In fact, he would be the means whereby the promises made with Abraham, which incorporate the hope of salvation for mankind, would come to fruition. Zacharias and Elizabeth had impeccable credentials according to the law. They kept the law blamelessly, but they were going to have a son by promise. This is the point that Luke is making, that salvation would come not through observance of the law, but through the fulfilment of the promises. This is the overall theme that runs through this first chapter of Luke's Gospel. Jesus said that the law and the prophets were until John. Since that time, the kingdom of God is preached. John's ministry was going to usher in a great change in the purpose of God. The epoch of the law was coming to an end. So we read elsewhere that though John could call men and women to repent, only Jesus was able to forgive their sins. And as the Lamb of God, he provided the basis of that forgiveness when he had laid down his life as a willing sacrifice. And so our redemption is not by the law, it is by grace, and for that we should give thanks daily. Thank you for listening to me.